July 28th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. I am your host, Don Brown, and I am coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the Work Hub Studios in downtown Waukesha. And again, this is a civic media production with cooperation from WAUK Radio, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. I'm joined, as always, by my extraordinary producer, the young phenom, the mighty Max Martinson, who's producing from the comfort of his own home, and rightfully so. He's had a very busy summer, finishing up his degree, as well as working very hard on other exciting civic media projects. But I have a fun project to talk about. And that is my tonight's guest. And for those of you who missed it, the Waukesha Kennel Club had their annual show. And here to tell us about it is the show chair and also the club president. Did I get that all correctly, Jennifer?
You did.
Please say hello to Jennifer Stagg. How are you tonight?
I am exhausted after a very long and wonderful hot weekend.
I bet. So, yeah, tell us, how did the show go?
It was a phenomenal success. We had well over 2,000 dogs at the Waukesha Expo each day. Lots of exhibitors running around doing their thing with their dogs. It was a lot of fun.
Wow. How was the attendance?
I think our attendance was good. I'd love to see more spectators and more of the general public coming in see dogs doing what they love to do most.
Right. That's neat. Now, someone that's new to the kind of the dog show part of it, like what actually takes place?
We have several events at our Summer Splash, which includes confirmation.
That's what I missed. Yes. Okay.
Junior showmanship, fast cat, dock diving. This year we had fetch for the first time.
Nice.
We offer obedience and rally. We have a peewee competition. We do meet the breeds. We have a ton of vendors that come in with all kinds of dog goodies to sell.
Oh, cool.
Lots of stuff going on at the dog show.
I am someone that, you know, comes from the mixed breed world, the mutt world. Or can I use the technical term bitch for a female mixed breed? Right.
That's what we call them.
It's fun to be able to say it and get away with it. No, I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of my favorite Simpsons episodes. But I would be very interested had I been around, and I was at my class reunion. More on that in a moment. But I would have been interested to meet the breeds, because I don't know enough about, even the ones I do know a fair amount about. I feel I don't know enough, and I think that would have been really fun for me. How many? If you could guesstimate, or maybe you have an exact number, how many breeds were on display this weekend?
I honestly don't have a number, but I do know one of the breeds that was there for Meet the Breeds this weekend is the newest breed recognized by the AKC, which is the Teddy Roosevelt Terrier. He is going to be joining the AKC. New breeds come in January. So in January of 2026, there's three new breeds entering the stud book, and that is one of them.
Okay. And AKC is the American Kennel Club, kind of the parent organization?
Correct.
Is that correct? Neat. Where's that headquartered, just out of curiosity?
North Carolina, actually.
Nice. Okay.
Well, North Carolina and or New York. It depends on which office you're trying to locate, I think.
But. Well, that's the show in terms from is the one in New York every year, correct, for us, for Americans?
Historically, it has been. It's the one everybody knows about is Westminster.
Westminster,
in New York.
Okay, sure.
However, the largest dog show every year is in Orlando in December.
Nice.
And that show is sponsored by Royal Canin, and they actually sponsored our show for the first time this year.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So we had a little tagline that the road to Orlando goes through Waukesha this year.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And you know, I'm a little late in doing my homework, so I apologize for that. I didn't realize you do all this in a volunteer capacity, right? I was looking at your LinkedIn profile.
I do.
and you work in, you have a very, looks like a very exciting career in social work and psychotherapy. Is that correct? Or in, yep. As a therapist? Fantastic. Yep. So you've got a very busy life.
I do. And I'm sure if you had my boyfriend on here, he'd tell you all about it.
Now, is your boyfriend a dog man?
He loves animals. So Actually we met, I was at the barn when I had horses and that was how we met. He was there putting new gutters on the barn and wanted to pet my horse. And here we are years later.
You're also into the equestrian arts, shall we say, or
pastimes. I was. I have retired from that world. Yes.
Okay.
Focusing on the dogs. I've recently become an AKC approved judge. Wow. So I'll be starting to judge confirmation events. I've judged two so far. So that's really exciting. That's been a dream since I was a very little girl.
Terrific. How long have you been involved with the Waukesha Kennel Club?
A little over 10 years. Wow. I've been president for 5. I have one more year before I fulfill my term.
Okay.
And I've been the show chair for 4.
Terrific. And so we have to mention, you know, I wasn't able to attend the show because I was back in my hometown, Orchard Park, New York, for my 40th class reunion. I was the class president, and normally I'm the one responsible for organizing these things. And this was the first time in like 30 years that I was able to participate in one. And I'm really glad I got to go. And Jennifer, I mentioned this because we figured it out. The first time I met you in person was at your high school 20th reunion with my through my wife Melissa, who sends her very best, says hello, and
yes, we'll tell her I say hi too.
And insisted that I be nice to her, which I always am. I don't know why she would say that, but yeah, she was. I dragged her to mine, which isn't very fair, but I just, you know, I wanted her to. I realized I had some great friends from home, some I'd reconnected with in the past year, and some of the discussions and the conversations, it's just been so fruitful and so happy. You know, usually the reunions, you know, there's a lot of apprehension, like you don't feel good about what you're doing in life, or maybe you've put on a few pounds, or in my case, lost a lot of hair. And, you know, it's like a friend of mine who couldn't make it, who called me on Wednesday night. We spoke for 2 hours, said, you know, like, we've all done pretty well for ourselves. You know, I mean, we've had our failures and our life's, you know, tribulations and tragedies, but for the most part, we hung in there, and it was a really nice weekend, and really grateful for that. And anyway, just hoping I can get back home more. And there is a great dog tradition back home when you grow up in a town called Orchard Park that has plenty of green space and farmland and apple orchards. So a lot of dogs. But you know, as I mentioned, you know, being kind of a lay person, I'm the youngest of 10, so I was the dog in my family. But as I got older and we were able to have dogs of our own, you know, like most, you know, people, I would mix breed. And we've been very happy with the dogs I've had throughout my adulthood. And how did you get into pure breeds, or what possesses or compels someone to get involved with pure breeds?
When I was a very little girl, my mom and I would watch Westminster on TV.
Okay.
And I knew that someday I wanted to be able to judge all the pretty dogs. Neat. When she would take me to the library.
Sure.
Our library was round. And when you walked into the library, immediately to the left were the children's books. And then to the right were all of the other books. Well, when I came into the library, I went to the right. I found out where those dog books were. And I would try to clear the shelf of all the dog books. And my mom finally had to say, you can take 5 only. And it was always the AKC dog book, which is a book that AKC puts out that has all of the recognized breeds in it, along with their breed standards, descriptions, history, all those things.
Sure.
So throughout life, I would be able to, we'd be driving down the road and my dad would say, what kind of dog is that? And I could always, if it was a purebred, I could tell him. So unfortunately, my dad was not an animal person, so I could not get a dog until I was an adult.
And actually, you're the same dog as me.
I reconnected with my birth mother as an adult, and she was involved with dog shows and was showing and breeding Australian Shepherds. So that's how I got into it.
Now, just if I could go back just a little bit, were you into dogs before you met your birth mother?
I was not.
Okay. Oh, that's still great, though. I thought it would have been really neat if you had developed this passion instinctively, and then you meet your birth mom and you find out that she's also passionista. But either way, that's wonderful.
I had known my birth mother when I was a very little girl, and I knew she had dogs at that point in time, but I was so little, I don't have much memory of it, but there's pictures of me. She had German shepherds at the time. And she would, like, my brother and I, as infants, she would lay us down with the dog and the dog would keep an eye on us.
Right. Right. Neat. That's wild. Yeah. So, do you or anybody in your, I guess for lack of a term, the purebred community, is there any propensity or interest in training or working with mixed breed, or is there any kind of different culture in terms of showmanship or whatever you want for those of not purebred?
So the only event that the AKC offers, that we offer at the dog show, that is open only to purebred dogs is confirmation. All other events are open to mixed breeds. They do have to go through a process to get an AKC registration number because that tracks their wins and things like that. But they're registered as All Americans.
Yeah.
That's what their breed is. And they are able to compete in every event other than confirmation.
Okay.
And in our training classes that we hold throughout the year, they are open to anybody with any breed of dog.
Sure. Now, you'll have to forgive me again, because you're being raised in the Catholic tradition. I think of confirmation in a different sense, or in terms of a rite of religious passage. So do the dogs do have to do any kind of anything ritualistic to make their confirmation, or what's specifically involved?
So what
they have to read,
what they're looking for in the confirmation ring, is every breed recognized by the AKC has a written breed standard. Mm. And that breed standard will describe head and chest and body and front legs and back legs and where the tail should be and all of these different things, how the dog should move. And the judge on that day is going to determine, of all the golden retrievers in the ring, which golden retriever that judge believes best meets the breed standard.
Okay.
And what we're looking for is
product certification, almost, but for an animal.
Kind of, yeah. What we're looking for is dogs that we want to have in the gene pool to continue to breed good examples of golden retrievers, or whatever breed it may be.
Okay. Interesting. Oh, that's good. And you are, even though you grew up in the Milwaukee area, you are a transplanted Waukesha resident like myself. And
When people ask me where home is, for me, home is New Berlin, because that's where I moved in middle school. So that's home. But yes, I was born in Milwaukee. Moved around a little bit, but I've been in Waukesha for, coming up on 19 years now. I love living in Waukesha.
Yeah, we do too. It's been 13 for us as of last February 29th.
Okay.
Yeah, we moved in a leap year. So it could be less than that, depending on who you talk to, if you're looking at the anniversaries. But no, we love the quality of life. We live in the Banting Park neighborhood that I normally produce the show out of. But with our dog, we figured the best arrangement was for me to come to the Work Hub Studios here downtown.
Okay.
So, yeah. And interestingly enough, right across the street from us, there's going to be a new shared work environment type of concept across the street, a shared working space. I forget the name, but I guess it is a branded name. It's kind of like a small franchise. So, and it's here in the Five Points. So I think that'll be nice. It'll be good for the local restaurants that are open for lunch, for sure.
Yes.
So terrific. Yes. So, but yeah, one thing of Waukesha I learned from my time in the city council is that there is an agrarian, tradition here that's still very alive. There's lots of greens. There are some farms. I was at the state fair last August and learned about, one of the cows on display came from, I always forget the name of the farm here, but I want to go because it's very much like the one on Cleveland Avenue in New Berlin that has a big, what's the name again? I'm also embarrassed to say, because I've been going with my wife. My wife's been going since she was a little girl. But Lindner's, did I get that right? Or something like that. But the one in Waukesha, I always forget the name of it, but it's around, a new family runs it, but it's been a family farm for generations, and they have the opportunities to pick fruit and to pet some of the animals, and get your pumpkins there during Halloween and tours and things like that. It'll come to me and I'll text it to you. Maybe before the second podcast, I'll have to look
it up. We'll remember. What is it, the one on 18? On Highway 18?
It very well could be.
I can't remember. I drive past it all the time, too. You'd think I could remember.
But this is certainly a dog town.
It is. I live in the Hillcrest Heights neighborhood right across from the Expo, and everybody's got dogs. Us.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, no, I had a... When I was on the council, I had a constituent I was working hard for to, we wanted to update the ordinances to allow, you can have up to two dogs. Or two cats,
yes.
Four total. And they wanted to change ordinance to say, well, why not just, if four is a number, if someone only likes dogs, why not let them have four dogs if they know what they're doing? Oh. And this woman knew what she was doing for sure. Cause she fosters dogs too.
Yeah.
So and does a lot of stuff with Haws and some other groups like that. And, so, but yeah, unfortunately that didn't get through committee, but hopefully that'll be revisited someday because again, there are cat people and there are dog people. And yes, there are some people that like both. And those people usually have big farms and a lot of space, you know, so yeah. The different species of four-legged aren't interacting too much.
But, I used to have dogs and cats. My cats ran the household. They kept the dogs in line for sure.
Yeah. Right, right. So it's kind of like right out of Animal Farm, but instead of pigs, it was cats running the show.
Yes.
So terrific. So it's great to hear you enjoy Waukesha life. What else do you enjoy doing in Waukesha when you do have time?
Oh, gosh. Well, we're big fans of walking, so we love going to the parks.
Me too, yes.
Really love Lapham Peak, love Manuka. Love going downtown. My boyfriend's an artist, so he enjoys, nice. You know, Friday Night Live and the art crawls and all of those things. So, yeah. I'll be honest, though, I've actually, even though I live right across the street from the Expo, I've never been to the county fair. And every year I say I'm going to go. So, but it's the weekend before our dog show, and I'm so busy at that point.
You got to get ready, yeah.
And I feel like it's the one thing I miss. I always miss it.
I know. It's funny. My wife had to volunteer every night. And then I was supposed to MC for Thursday. Some friends of mine from Music Success and Whammy. I was going to, you know, and unfortunately I had a new business opportunity that I couldn't pass up and ended up missing the whole day. I was hoping to get there like around 6-ish and wasn't meant to be. So I was really sad about that. But I was there. I was there on Wednesday night. And it was nice. You know, it's not state fair. There's only one state fair, but
for sure.
To me, it seemed like it improved a bit, which was good to see.
That is good to see.
I think there's so much potential for the fairgrounds as more than just once a year or whatever other events they have that it would be neat to see that developed more. So
it would be great to see more things going on at the expo.
Sure. Sure. So, but, in this last minute and a half of this first segment, what other kind of, I guess, final reviews would you like to share about the Summer Splash event you had this past weekend that you were really excited about or would love to see, you know, opportunities for improvement on for next year and following years?
Well, I'd love to see us continue to expand and grow and maybe offer new events. I'm always looking for new things to incorporate. I have a cheer team that volunteered last year and this year, I told them maybe next year they can perform for us. We are working with the City of Waukesha Canine Unit. We're trying to help them with their fundraising for their new dog. Last year they did a demonstration for us. They weren't able to this year, but they were on site for a few hours on Saturday to do some fundraising. So that's my pet project right now as president. I'm really trying to help them get that next dog.
I'd love to hear that. And, yeah, the next segment we'll talk more about because our guest for last week, which will be published hopefully by tomorrow, was talking about an art project that involved more than one business in the community or several entities. And that's great that the Kennel Club is partnering with the police on a fundraiser. And I'm sure other groups will get involved. So that's terrific. So Jennifer Stagg with the Waukesha Kennel Club, thanks so much for joining us in this first segment. I appreciate you sticking around for part two. We've got much more to talk about dogs and Waukesha life and in the future and how people can participate in the Waukesha kind of, there are opportunities for membership, right? It's not closed in this.
No, absolutely. So we love new members. Great. We're a fun group.
Terrific. So we invite everyone to stick around for part two on This Week in Waukesha. Be sure to go grab a glass of water out of the faucet, because we have Lake Michigan water, or your favorite beverage, and join us for part two on This Week in Waukesha.